Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Everyone, and a very happy new year to all of our listeners. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is Natural Doc Radio, and I am here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and have we got an interesting hour for you. And good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
I know you have a no. Okay, so is that the cat that swallowed the canary kind of grin on your face? I know you have lots and lots of things on your mind that you'd like to discuss. Some of them are very, very heavy subjects. Some of them are just very light, common sense, really good suggestions for our listeners. So here we go.
All right. Just a few days ago over the weekend, I saw the movie The Big Short. Not going to talk much about it because I want to give our listeners a chance to go see it themselves, and we'll talk about it again next week. But and that movie is about the collapse of the banks back in around 2008, having to do with mortgages and all that. And I was watching the movie, and they were explaining, it's really a good movie to understand or get a better understanding of what was going on. And it really showed how everything is controlled and manipulated. But what jumped to my attention was so many parallels with healthcare in this country. So that's why I want you to see it. So I think when you see that and when you see what's possible, when you see how you can control billions of dollars, actually probably trillions of dollars, you know, just because you're in charge and you can do what you want, instead of looking at something and saying one and one equals two. No, they say one and one equals whatever they want it to be. And that's the parallels with healthcare are there. But first go see it, and then I think you'll agree with me. Now, a lot of new laws went into effect this year. Janet, it looks like you're going to say something.
Right. I was going to say, do you want to enumerate a couple of parallels with regard to The Big Short and the collapse of that banking industry and what is going on in healthcare today? I think that maybe our listeners would acknowledge that you have a little bit of a greater inside insight into developments in the healthcare industry. People might not necessarily know the pressures that exist to maintain a private practice medical office.
Well, see, the whole premise with the banking industry and with healthcare is, at least you would hope, that everybody is operating honestly.
And Dr. Slavin, is that not a kind of naive perspective? Because if you look at the population of the world, not everyone is operating on that level.
Well, see, but the way it's supposed to work in this country is if people do
anywhere
not operate
in the world.
No, but in this country, because we're a democracy, if they don't operate honestly, we replace them. But they've insulated themselves even from that. So they get to operate dishonestly, and that's what throws the whole system off. See, with the whole banking problem that occurred, if people were operating honestly, it would have never happened. You see, and you'll see that when you see the movie. So for an example, I saw the parallels. You have regulators telling the banks what to do, what not to do, but the regulators ultimately want a job in the banking system where they can make a lot of money. So they don't really tell the banks what they should do properly. They go along with what the banks are doing. And I think we see the same thing with the FDA and healthcare. You know, they're supposed to be telling the drug companies and everybody else, you know, how to do things appropriately and honestly, but they don't because they want a future, they want a job in the future with those agencies or those companies. You know, one example. Another example, the ratings houses like Moody's, were rating these bonds, and they were still getting AAA ratings when they were worthless. And they said, and I went to them and said, why are you rating these bonds AAA? There's no value in them. And that was really the whole problem.
The basis of the fall.
And they said, well, if we don't give it a AAA, they'll just go down the street to Standard & Poor's and get a AAA there. But we want, you know, the ratings and everything. Plus, again, they like a job in the banking sector where the money is eventually. So you can see how the dishonesty is right across the board. And we have to be aware of it. You can't do anything about anything, whether it be in banking or in healthcare, until you're aware of the problem. And then you can make better decisions for yourself. So here's a perfect example. Now, we were saying some new laws went into effect. One of them is the mandatory vaccination law in California. And here's what they – and the reason they – what they use for that. They say with this law, what they say is – no more preventable contagions, no more outbreaks, no more hospitalizations, no more deaths, and no more fears. And that's what a pediatrician said. The bill is now law. It's going to prevent all those things. And here's the reason. Under the law, vaccinations would be required of children first entering public school when they enter seventh grade after July 1st, 2016. Now, it used to be you could have personal exemptions, but you don't have that anymore. And they're blaming the need for the law on the measles outbreak that started last December in Disneyland, a little over a year ago. So by the time they declared the outbreak over in mid-April, so we have about 4 or 5 months, state health officials confirmed 136 measles cases in California. Nearly 20% of those cases required hospitalization. So that's about 26 people. That's something that Pan and Allen, these are the doctors, said could have been prevented if more Californians, particularly those in communities with low vaccination rates, were fully immunized. Well, here's the other fact you have to know of.
So let's evaluate the cost in actual dollars of implementing the required vaccination law and the potential for reducing or eliminating 26 hospitalizations. Just from a simple financial perspective, it makes absolutely no sense. Then you get into the whole concept of how effective vaccines are, and it makes even a greater nonsensical position.
So here's the headline of this article published in April. So this is after the epidemic or the outbreak of measles ended.
The epidemic. I think that's an important word because it's 130 cases does not make an epidemic.
So the headline here is only 14% of the 126 people that got sick with measles. First of all, 126 is not a lot of people. But anyway, only 14% of the people in the Disneyland measles outbreak were unvaccinated. That means 86% of the people that came down with measles have been vaccinated. So to me, that tells me maybe those vaccines don't work. But as you can see, the politicians are blaming the whole outbreak on unvaccinated individuals.
Does it have anything in that article, Dr. Slavin, with regard to herd immunity? Because what I was reading about said that you had to have a specific, and I believe it was 96% compliance rate in order to have herd immunity. And this is a whole concept that is very much differentiated from what they are also saying, is that that individual has to have immunity. So where does the science come in here?
You know, I've heard talking heads on television talk about herd immunity, too.
Right.
I think somebody just made that up. According to information from the study presented by California Healthline, as many as 86% of those who caught measles at Disneyland were fully up to date on their MMR vaccinations for measles, mumps, and rubella. This means that none of them should have gotten measles, if you believe the official story. They go on to say, in the fantasy reality of so-called herd immunity, 86% just isn't enough to prevent a disease outbreak, or so goes the myth. In order to for full protection to be gained, claims the establishment, 95% vaccination rate is required for vaccines that are 100% effective, though these numbers often shift between 90% and 99%. Now, they go on to say that the MMR vaccination rates in many of the communities that have been affected by that outbreak fell below the necessary threshold to sustain herd immunity, thus placing the greater population at risk as well. I mean, if you believe that,
you have a bridge you can sell people.
I mean, come on. If you have a vaccine that works, you should be protected. This herd immunity, maybe they're trying to say is if we eliminate the measles virus entirely so that nobody could pass it around, then nobody will get sick with measles.
Okay. Measles is a virus, correct, Dr. Slavin?
Yes.
Okay. What might you have to say with regard to how viruses mutate?
Well, I think that occurs. I think giving vaccines perhaps allows that to happen, and because you're taking over from natural immunity and creating for mutation, a time for mutations. You know, what came to mind when you said that was what's happening with GMO foods and how all these so-called pests that they're trying to deal with are mutating themselves and becoming resistant to the pesticides in the GMO treated.
Not only the pests, but the actual plants, the herbicides that are also part of that GMO picture. The plant life is mutating in such a way to be resistant to that.
One more point about herd immunity. They go on to say that concept is a scapegoat. It's just too convenient for vaccine-promoting scientists to claim that their precious vaccines don't work because not enough people are getting them. It couldn't be that these vaccines simply don't work at all, as clearly demonstrated by the fact that most of the people affected during that outbreak had been vaccinated and were up to date, but they're still promoting vaccines and mandating it and taking away anybody's ability to be exempt from them in California.
Dr. Slavin, that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about the misguidance that you are getting with regard to vaccines. And one of the things that I'm going to introduce into the discussion, Dr. Slavin, you talked about government agencies and how people don't necessarily do the right thing because they have their individual economic interests. And we all should do that. We need to have economic interests, support for our health and well-being, our families, and so on. However, at the expense of unethical or at the expense of ethical behavior, that we don't necessarily do the right thing. So where I'm going with this is a lot of people think that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, is people in their minds believe that it's a government agency. It is not a government agency. It is a private organization. So we are being fed information from that private organization that is very supportive of pharmaceutical medicine. Pharmaceutical medicine that has a lot of gaping holes in it. And I think that a lot of the information that comes out of the CDC, specifically about flu vaccines, is misguided. And for people to actually take that information as scientifically valid, it's a very sad state of affairs.
Well, I think that they should be held to the same standards that they hold alternative medicine up to.
Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, Linus Pauling. Only thing is, Linus Pauling was a little different when he was talking about vitamin C as a preventive and a cure for heart disease. He said, let's do a study and let's prove it one way or the other. They didn't want to pay for that study. Now, why would that be? Why would they be against it? Because they knew the results probably would have been positive in his favor, that vitamin C could be very effective in prevention of heart disease and reversing heart disease. Now, when it comes to vaccines, what I haven't been able to find are the original studies. You know, show me the study, the double-blind placebo-controlled study that proves that vaccines are effective. In theory, you know, in theory, they sound like they could be effective if everything worked according to plan. In other words, in the case of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, they're giving a live attenuated vaccine. That means it's a weakened virus.
But live.
But live. What does that mean? What's the importance of live? Well, they tried dead viruses, but they didn't work. So you use the live virus, but it's weakened. So the thinking here is it's less likely, number one, to cause a severe infection, and two, to spread. But that's not a guarantee. So perhaps the outbreak might have been caused by people getting the virus vaccine.
Newly vaccinated.
Yeah. Now, that's not far-fetched because they've already admitted that the cases of polio that are being seen were from the polio vaccine. I think that's why they dropped the Sabin vaccine and went back to Salk. Sabin vaccine was a live polio And the salk vaccine was a dead polio vaccine. So you have a dead virus, it's not going to spread. You have a live virus, you have the risk of spread. And that's what they attribute the cases of polio these days is spread from the vaccine itself.
And it's possible that that measles epidemic from Disneyland last year could very well have been spread about by newly vaccinated individuals.
Yeah.
And okay, so there is a suggestion out there that a newly vaccinated individual having received a live attenuated virus should be quarantined because they do have the potential to spread the disease.
Well, okay, so we said that only 14% of the people were unvaccinated that came down
with the disease.
With the disease. That means 86% have been vaccinated. Well, maybe those 86% that came down with the measles infection got it from the vaccine, not from other people.
Right. Very possible.
But they haven't said any of that, but I think they're just using this to push their agenda through to mandate vaccines for everybody. And it's not just the MMR. They want to go across the board with everything to vaccinate. And they're not going to stop with kids entering school. They're going to mandate adult vaccines as well. So I think it's important that we pay attention here because there's no proof. I'm waiting to see the studies, again, that show the benefit of vaccines, for example. First of all, they tell you, if you were to read the inserts on the flu vaccine, they say there's no proof that it will prevent the flu infection.
Infection, yeah.
So they say that on the insert. So there's no guarantee, but they want everybody to get those vaccines. They also say that if you have a weakened immune system, the vaccines have a very low rate of actually preventing the infection you're being vaccinated against. And yet you're still exposed to all the complications that have been attributed to the vaccines themselves. Although they want to deny that as well, that, you know, that the only, you know, they want to tell you that the only side effect you should be aware of is a little soreness at the side of the injection. But we had a guest on the radio show, remember, that had a flu vaccine. She got Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Right.
So a very serious side effects.
And one of the things that I'm going to say is not talked about are the additives that are very often found in the vaccines. And we talk a lot about thimerosal and mercury contamination and how dangerous mercury is introduced into the human body. The thing is, people believe that mercury has been removed from vaccines. It may have been removed from some of the childhood vaccines. It is still present in the flu vaccine, in addition to such things as formaldehyde and eggs. So people who have an improper immune response, an allergy, a sensitivity to eggs, they need very specifically to stay away from the vaccine. So what's the CDC going to do about that with people who have the sensitivity to eggs?
Well, they'll come up with something, you know.
Okay.
That may, you can have in California, too, I believe, a medical exemption.
And how are we ever going to create herd immunity if there's a medical exemption?
Well, when you go see the movie, The Big Short, and you just see how all this is possible, in the banking industry, and then you can just think of how healthcare is run in this country, and you see all the parallels. It's really amazing. Now, I want to, switch directions now.
Okay, good.
According to the American Heart Association, nearly 13 million people alive today have a history of a heart attack, angina, or both. And this year, more than 1 million Americans will suffer a new or repeat heart attack. One out of every 2.5 deaths in the United States can be attributed to heart disease. That's more than 2,600 heart disease deaths in America every single day. Now, why are we tolerating that? We've had healthcare in charge of our health. That's a oxymoron.
Yes.
Forever. And yet they've been totally unsuccessful in those numbers. And by
No, they have been very successful at their approach, which is making money.
Okay. I mean, we have to realize that, but their goal is not to prevent heart disease.
No.
And it's certainly not doing anything to reduce the number of people suffering from a heart attack or dying from heart disease. And by the way, I just want to point out that more women die from heart disease than men. In fact, if you add up the number of deaths from colon cancer, breast cancer, and
I think lung.
If you add up all those things together, you still don't match the number of women dying from heart disease.
Isn't it very, very interesting that the average American would say that breast cancer is most likely the most significant killer of women? And the truth of the matter is it pales in comparison with the number of deaths of women from heart disease.
Now, here's another really startling statistic. Of the more than 1.4 million people who died of heart disease in the year 2000, more than 420,000 never made it to the hospital to be treated by a physician. So that means that a lot of those people dying from heart disease probably didn't even know they were at risk. So just something to think about. And like I said, it kills more men and women each year than all forms of cancer combined. So it's a real problem. We don't seem to see the emphasis on heart disease that we do see on cancer.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a sponsor of our show, Dr. Slavin. What are some of the very, very easily accessible profiles that AMT Centers offers so that people would have a bit of an idea what their risk of heart disease might be? I'm thinking of Health Direct Laboratories, where you get a very, very comprehensive breakdown of lipid profile in your blood, but you also get things like homocysteine. And many people, if you were to discuss homocysteine with them, they would not necessarily think that there's any connection with regard to homocysteine and their risk of heart and circulatory disease.
You know, the idea to reduce your risk of getting your heart disease, but really any illness across the board, is first of all to be warned in advance that you're at risk so that you can make the changes. The changes aren't to start on a new medication. The changes have to do with lifestyle. So what are some of the tests, though? Well, we could look at inflammatory markers. We could look at insulin resistance. Those would be the two big areas that are not routinely being checked by physicians, so they're not identifying people at risk. So the first time the doctor finds out that they have a problem is when they complain of symptoms like chest pain. That's not the way it should be. You want to identify someone at risk before they become symptomatic so they can make the changes necessary. And when we come back, we'll talk about the changes that are necessary to reduce your risk.
Okay, so switching gears entirely here on Natural Doc Radio for the next half hour, we will offer you the New Year's Action Plan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness.
The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before we get to that action plan for your good health for 2016, one of the things that I want to mention is Janet Juice. What's one of the most important things that you can do to support your health and well-being? Be very, very attentive to your antioxidant status. And that's what Janet Juice is all about, providing the delivery of antioxidants through a synergistic combination of high quality exotic fruits. Fruits that you're not necessarily likely to be putting into your shake in the morning and delivered to you in a way that eliminates the potential for overdoing sugar content in your daily routine. Supporting that Jana juice is Janabiotic. You maintain that lower digestive system chemistry in such a way that absorption of the antioxidants is very well supported. So when you're thinking about your New Year action plan for health and well-being, make sure you include Janabiotic and Jana juice. Dr. Slavin, we have the action plan. Where do we start?
All right. Now, every year people have New Year's resolutions, and I'm not sure how long they last. I don't even think they last a month. So a New Year's resolution has to be realistic, and has to be targeted in such a way that you're going to maintain it. So consider the next lifestyle changes we're going to talk about. These are really, I think, easy to do if you just make up your mind that the payoff is going to be way better health.
I think that a lot of people who are regular listeners to this show are very, very much on track with this already. So where do they start?
Well, here are some of the real common problems that people experience: obesity, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, liver damage, osteoporosis, acid reflux. That encompasses a lot of people. And they've all been linked to drinking soda. Now, I don't know how many people drink soda, but I bet you the ones that do probably suffer from at least one of those problems. So one recommendation: give up soda. If you have to drink something else, how about just drinking water? If you like the carbonation, drink sparkling water. Much happier. Have tea. Have some organic black coffee. Avoid the soda because it's high in sugar. That's really the culprit we're trying to avoid. As we've mentioned before, sugar is more addicting than cocaine. So cut out the sugar if you can.
Okay, well, here's some suggestions that when I talk to people who say are having difficulty with acid reflux and they admit to using soda or diet soda, pardon me, and I tell them, start mixing that soda half and half with sparkling water. So you're still getting the carbonation, but you're cutting the sugar in half.
So what you're saying is you have to detoxify.
Well, people, you know, you may be a supporter of cold turkey approaches. I am not. I think that people have a much better opportunity to create a mental position that is a long-term success when they put together a plan.
Well, however you get there, okay, that's what counts. Now, here's another reminder. We've talked about this over the year, well, over this year many times. Eat during an eight-hour window. That means having just two meals a day. That gives your body about 16 hours of focusing the energy on itself. And during that time, it's going to help with weight loss, disease prevention, improve insulin sensitivity, increase mitochondrial function, and prevent cellular damage just by giving your body more time to put its energies towards repairing itself as opposed to digesting food. So that means start eating, and a good example is you have your first meal at noontime, finish eating by 8 o'clock, and the other caveat here is don't go to sleep for at least 3 hours after your last meal. So those recommendations really can be very helpful.
Okay. Now, might there be some little differentiation if someone has unstable blood sugar? They need to kind of get into that two-meal-a-day intermittent fasting approach in a more delicate fashion. Well, and the other part of it is intermittent fasting, but being very, very careful what foods you are introducing during that 8-hour window of eating.
People have unstable blood sugars because they're not choosing the right foods to eat. In other words, you got to cut back on the carbs. Or they may be taking medications that's interfering with the body's own built-in regulation. So I think that that problem will be corrected when you change your lifestyle. On the other hand, if you have unstable blood sugar, you're probably already checking your blood sugar, so you can monitor yourself.
I think that the people with the unstable blood sugar might very well be dealing also with underlying hormonal issues, and I'm thinking most specifically of thyroid and adrenal dysfunction. So there are some little details, and that's what Dr. Slavin is here for. That's what I'm here for. We are able to offer the approaches for people who might struggle with a suggestion like that.
And next is a very important change in your habits if it applies to you. And by the way, so far, none of these recommendations cost you any money. You see, I mean, what costs you money is avoiding these changes and spending money on drugs, because that's what your doctors are going to give you for the results of not following these recommendations. The next one is to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. Why is that important? Because without sleep, you're doubling your chances of dying from heart disease, for example.
Okay, so there are lots and lots and lots of people out there, Dr. Slavin, who struggle to stay asleep and to get that kind of quality sleep in their daily routine. So any suggestions about how to get started to achieve that 8 hours of sleep at night?
Go to sleep earlier.
They don't fall asleep.
Well,
and I'm being very, very cautious about telling people, be so careful if you have been given a drug to go to sleep, because the side effects of those drugs are so dramatically crazy. And I speak with a lot of people who have dealt with those side effects.
All right. I think that if you're having trouble sleeping, it's a symptom that there are other issues going on. You're probably not eating properly. Maybe you're eating too soon or too late before going to sleep. That could be it.
Too much caffeine.
Well,
not enough exercise.
Right.
Too basic.
Too many carbohydrates. There's a whole bunch of reasons why. That could be, turn the lights off in the bedroom. It's got to be pitch black. Why is that important? Because that stimulates melatonin production. Now, melatonin inhibits the growth of a wide range of cancer cells. It also triggers apoptosis, the death of cancer cells. If you're not getting enough sleep, that means you're not getting enough melatonin, and it's a self-perpetuating problem. So it's really important to start getting enough sleep. It may be a problem with thyroid issues, other hormone imbalances. So you got to get all these things into place, and then sleep will come back naturally. One of the things we observed without fail in women is when we restore their natural progesterone levels, they're able to sleep again. It also, you know, getting enough sleep is also going to play a role in your appetite. So you got to cut out the snacking as well. I think one of the easiest recommendations, if you feel hungry, drink a glass of water, you know, pure water. It could be helpful. Now, the next one doesn't cost you anything. Again, eat more healthy fats and fiber, which means, you know, cutting back on the carbs.
People, I think, might struggle with the concept of introducing more fat into their diet, but in support of that suggestion, I'm going to say those quality fats are going to enhance how your hormones work. When your hormones work properly, your potential for balancing blood sugar is significant. Your brain is going to be supportive. It's going to enhance the health of cell membranes. When the cell membrane is very well supported, then that cell functions properly. And when it comes down to it, cell by cell function is the name of the game.
And when we talk about eating healthier fats, we're talking about coconuts, avocados, butter, nuts, animal fats. But you want it to, if it's from animals, grass-fed animals, if it's from the plant kingdom, you want it organic.
Very important that people say, well, you know, how do I know for sure it's really organic? Well, to a certain extent, shop in well-regarded outlets for high-quality vegetables and for high-quality dairy products, meats, fish, and so on. And to a certain extent, relax and trust.
Now, when you want to increase your fiber intake, you can get that from vegetables, of course, and nuts and seeds. Also, something to look for, I think this is can be very effective, organic whole husk psyllium.
Ah!
You don't like it?
Ah!
Why don't you like it?
Okay. It is an insoluble fiber that people tend to do too much of. And ultimately what is happening, and I see it over and over and over again, is pretty significant inflammation and irritation in the digestive tract. So be very, very careful with the psyllium. A little bit of psyllium added to your overall intake of fiber, excellent. But where do you want to go for the most part? Vegetables, 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 sprouts, all kinds of vegetable source fiber, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to support your fiber content. And I just raise a flag of caution with regard to psyllium.
Well, for, it may be true for some people, but when you're adding that type of fiber, you just add a small amount so your body adjusts to the increase in fiber, and you can gradually increase it. But the key to taking psyllium, or really any fiber, is make sure you take adequate amounts of liquid to go with it. Otherwise, you'll definitely have problems with it.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back just after this break with lots more information for your healthy 2016.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. This is our final segment for our brand new broadcast for the new year. And we're giving you a rundown of simple changes that you can make on a day-to-day basis. And my suggestion is don't try and do them all at once. Start and pick out the ones that are most possible for you to do with the least interference in your daily routine, and then check off the ones one by one that you are going to have to plan a little bit more to achieve. Okay.
Well, I think these are pretty easy, number one.
Well, and see, so it's which, easy for well, you.
Which category do you belong to? The one that jumps into the ocean, even though it's cold, or you walk in slowly and try and get used to it?
Oh, I'm sometimes a jump in the ocean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Jump right in here.
Okay, but when you jump in the ocean and it's freezing cold, a lot of times you jump right out again.
All right, so just a reminder, we've talked about giving up soda. Do that intermittent fasting. That means eat during an 8-hour window, giving your body 16 hours to work on healing itself and improving insulin sensitivity, weight loss, improves mitochondrial function. I mean, a whole bunch of benefits happen to your body when you give it a chance to work on itself. Extremely important, get 8 hours of sleep each night. It's going to reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease, as simple as that. Eat more healthy fats and fiber. How do you do that? Well, if you cut back on carbohydrates, exchange that with some avocado, coconut, butter, some nuts, seeds. Those are all healthy sources of fats and fibers. You can also, we talked about psyllium. I'll leave that up to you to try. I like it, but you want to get organic whole husk psyllium. And anytime you increase fiber, what you have to do is also increase your water intake. You can't not drink enough water. And I think that's important for everybody to consider too, is I find most patients that come in aren't drinking enough water.
True.
Although occasionally I'll see the people walking around with their bottles of water and they're
drinking. But at the end of the day, they still have 3/4 of the bottle left. Yes,
okay.
Full.
Sprouts are a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, add to your salad.
Fabulous.
A healthy sauce. And fermented vegetables are something that you could add. I think fermented vegetables are a little bit harder to add to the diet because I'm not sure where it fits in.
You can
use sauerkraut.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be a lot. One of the things that I always told people during the bird flu epidemic, a tablespoon of organic sauerkraut every day supported your immune system so significantly that you really reduced your risk of coming down with any symptoms of the flu.
For eating fermented vegetables are going to help the gut flora, which is very important. It's going to help absorption of minerals and other nutrients. And also it's going to help with controlling your weight, lowering your risk of cancer, and for kids, preventing acne.
I see a lot of adults dealing with
acne as well,
yeah.
Which could also be a hormonal imbalance.
Hormonal imbalance and gut dysbiosis.
Now, we talk about the gut a lot and the imbalances in the bacteria that occur. And in part, that's due to one's diet, eating too much sugar, too much processed foods. The processed foods add to your exposure to antibiotics. Like I've always said, how do you get antibiotics without a prescription?
Eat a standard American diet.
You know, so think about cutting back on sugar and antibiotics by eating healthier foods, not packaged, consuming fermented foods, which will help your digestive tract and your bacteria. And how much fermented vegetables should you eat? About a half a cup, one to three meals per day. It can have a dramatic effect on your life. Now, what are some of the fermented vegetables that you'd recommend? I mentioned sauerkraut.
Pickles.
Pickles, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so...
And in my opinion, doesn't have to be a huge amount, as I just said. And it's almost like a condiment in your meal.
What kind of pickle? There's a lot of pickles out there.
Okay, you want refrigerated, the kind that require refrigeration and actually are fermented. There are a lot of processed foods out there, pickles and pickle products that have aluminum silicate added to them. You really want to look at the fine print on the label.
And here's an important recommendation. Sit less and walk more. And work on flexibility. Flexibility is extremely important. As we get older, we lose it. And that translates into increased risk of falling and hip fractures because of that lack of flexibility.
I demonstrate a balance technique that people need to do on a daily basis to improve their balance. I show them a variety of different flexibility exercises that you can do in less than 5 minutes once a day, and you're going to enhance muscle integrity. You're going to enhance your balance and maintain flexibility with a variety of different joints. Very, very easy to do.
Well, they have all these monitors you can wear on your wrist that measure your steps. So that translates, you know, the recommendation is 7,000 to 10,000 steps a day, and that goes above your exercise, and that translates to 3 to 5 miles a day. In addition, and I'm not sure how practical this is, stand up at work if you can rather than sitting at your desk.
So are we going to start doing the radio show standing up instead of sitting, Dr. Slavin?
Well, maybe.
We could do that.
Yeah. And then for flexibility, Pilates, yoga, whole body vibration training. And by the way, we offer that at our office too, is the whole body vibration training with the power plate, very important.
I have a client who very successfully used the power plate to overcome pretty significantly debilitating back pain.
Oh, it's extremely beneficial. Test your vitamin D levels. There are a lot of tests you should do. Vitamin D is just one of them. If you listen to your doctor, you're not going to have enough vitamin D in your body. The goal should be, I like to tell people, you know, around 80 should be your goal. The range is usually 30 to 100 from the labs. So the doctors are content to tell you you're within range, you're fine. But the optimal range is around 80, and give or take a little bit. And then that, by the way, that dosage, and I hear patients coming back to say, my doctor said that's way too much.
Right.
But to get to that level, you need to take about 10,000 units of vitamin D a day, each day. Now, vitamin D is not only going to reduce your risk of several types of cancer, reduce your risk of multiple sclerosis, also reduce your risk of dementia, like Alzheimer's disease. So, I mean, this is all proven. I'm not sure why... there seems to be so much resistance against vitamin D, and you have to use the right kind of vitamin D. It's vitamin D3, not D2, so you want to take the right kind of vitamin D. Now, when it comes to protein, I think most people eat too much protein, and they're not getting quality protein. They're just going for a lot of protein. So you want to get high-quality protein, and it's usually about 1 milligram per kilogram, so that... you know, if you weigh 200 pounds, that means you've got a little under 100, maybe 90 grams of protein a day. I think that's even a little on the high side.
That sounds high.
But, you know, so I think it's more important to get good quality protein from grass-fed beef, you know, wild fish, organic eggs from grass, from naturally fed chickens. You don't want them grain-fed.
Free range, out free scratching range. Around in the dirt.
Grass-fed dairy products and organic nuts and seeds. So, again, just think about just the high-quality foods. Now, people do complain. They say, but that costs more money. But I think a lot of people make a trade-off. They spend their money on prescription drugs instead of on the high-quality foods that will keep them healthy. So I just want to go over some of the other tests that are available. And a lot of people may not know this. You can have all your nutrients tested. One of the labs is SpectraCell.
I love those tests.
All your inflammatory markers tested, your insulin resistance levels tested. They're all available at advanced medical testing centers.
And you can find out about special events at Advanced Medical Testing Center, 754-216-2332. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.